Yeah, so anybody know who the author of that letter is? I'd never heard of him before.
Just local curmudgeon Democrat.
Is he a native, I wonder? I wonder how many of these people who are complaining are New Hampshire natives.
I don't know. He's probably, I would guess, not a young person.
I think the Penguin has already written back to the Sun, sent his own letter to the editor in response, so
Oh,
that's a good thing.
excellent.
Yeah, let's see where the other one was from. Seacoast Online also had one.
I did not see that one.
Portsmouth Herald.
Yeah, Penguin's letter was great.
Cool. So, any news, Mike? I missed last week's meeting. Unfortunately, I got caught up in some housework and it blew right by me. So, I apologize for not being here. It was my first that I wasn't able to attend. So, I think you and I are tied now for numbers of
Right,
meetings.
and I had to drop in tonight. There's not, obviously, I'm keeping rather busy,
That's
but
good.
nothing earth-shattering to report. We're just in a hold pattern. Shayna was starting to ask about issues related to, I think, last week. And
Last week, you mean the rejection of the 27 million?
The executive council debacle.
Debacle is good.
It's pretty shameful. There's stuff going on behind the scenes that I don't want to discuss publicly.
Shameful things, huh?
It's a serious issue when you have the governor essentially nodding and having dissidents hauled away.
Sure.
Pretty stunningly bad. So,
Yeah, well, of course, he's been doing that. That's just the latest iteration.
certainly nothing new,
I'll be
but.
going to what might be a trial this week of the first nine people that he had ticketed out in front of his house for having a candlelight vigil earlier this year. That was, I think, back in late December, early January. So they're now going to a trial this week in Brentwood or Brentwood District Court, I believe it is. It's somewhere over in
Oh,
your region.
that's it's still an hour east of me.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's gonna be a bit of a drive for me to get out there by 9 a.m.
Oh, yeah. What is it? What day is that?
Actually, I think it starts at 9:30. It's Thursday morning.
Thursday morning at 9:30. Okay.
Yeah, there's going to be
The
three
same time.
people facing charges Thursday, and then other people will have different court dates. Although, as I understand it, attorney Seth Hipple is going to move to combine the cases and continue. So it may be a continued case. There may not actually be a trial, but you never know with judges and courts and all that. So I plan to be
Right.
there. Bill Domenico is one of the folks who's going to be facing trial.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Bill's not exactly a radical.
No, he was radically holding a candle in front of the governor's house.
Yeah, this is unacceptable. That's about as far as I can go right now.
Yeah, no doubt.
I know that, there's a lot of people that are just absolutely beside themselves, not just citizens, but members of the legislature. Unfortunately, none of them are Democrats, as far as I can tell. They seem to be quite happy with tyranny.
No doubt. I did hear that the outreach was very good at that particular event, with the 27 million rejection. There were some folks there with some New Hampshire exit, or rather New Hampshire independence, flyers from the foundation, and they were handing those out to some of the protesters and got almost all positive responses. I think there was only one negative response from the flyers that they handed out. So once again, the on the ground, boots on the ground activism kind of level stuff seems to be working pretty well, at least at these, I would say, more friendly events. And I don't know if y'all can see, but I am wearing my new It's Not You, It's Me shirt. And it says nhexit.us on the back. Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah. Thanks to a guy named Top Lobster, who I've never met before. He doesn't live in New Hampshire, but he saw all the buzz about what was going on here, and he cranked out, I think he's got a t-shirt for Texas, Florida, and New Hampshire. So he's got three different It's Not You, It's Me designs. So pretty
excellent.
Cool. Yeah.
Well, maybe what we really need is probably just one with DC highlighted, and it says, you know, it's you. Get the hell out.
Delete DC. Little
yeah,
delete
that's a good one.
Got it.
I don't have anything big on this. We obviously are going to wait a good long time before we get a hearing date.
We're still waiting on a bill number, right? That hasn't yet been assigned.
Right, right. Okay. No, those won't be assigned until later in the process. They'll go to the speaker's office and get assigned to committees.
Okay.
And I'm not sure if the bill number comes before or after that.
All right. Let's see what else there is to talk about.
With regard to the Thursday court event, is there expected to be a turnout there in continuation of the theme?
I don't know. I don't know how well spread around this has been. I hope that there will be a large turnout of support for these guys. I mean, they didn't do anything wrong, and so hopefully people will come out. I mean, I would hope that they're getting the word around, but I'm not really. I can't go on Telegram and such, so I don't. I'm a little disconnected from whatever goings on there might be. News comes to me as it happens. But go ahead.
I was going to say, I can give a little feedback. I have not seen anything announced on Telegram in any of the channels that I've been following, participating in. So I don't think it's been publicized very much.
Mm. And of course, I imagine that is just a hearing that's going on in Brentwood.
It's scheduled to be a trial. Like I said, they're trying to get a continuance, but I guess that motion was not heard in advance. So there may just be a hearing on a motion, and then it might be continued to a different date, or the judge just may say, nah, we're going to go ahead with trial. So I imagine they're going to be prepared for trial, the different sides, just in case, but it could go either way. So that's what's...
Okay, that would be a bench trial?
Yes. Yeah, these are just tickets. It's not, you know, serious charges. I heard that there was a successful New Hampshire Independence social meeting this past weekend. I was not able to attend. Did either of y'all make it to that?
I was not.
I did. It was excellent.
Oh, cool. Tell us about it.
Yeah. A bunch of folks visiting around, and I was caught by surprise by talking with some people that were brand new to the New Hampshire Independence group or concept, high level of interest. Some folks visiting from out of town saw it on our calendar and thought it was a really great idea. They came to see what was going on. So very encouraging, lots more flyers passed out, familiar faces and unfamiliar faces. It's really great.
Now, was this officially created by the foundation? Was this their event?
My impression is that it was not created by the foundation. Hmm. The three people that I'm aware of that are admins on the new Signal group are previous directors of the foundation, but not currently, as I understand it.
Okay. And would you say that was where this was primarily promoted, was that Signal group? I presume it was also on the calendar, like the activism calendar for the Free State Project. Did you see it?
I believe it was on the Free State calendar, and primarily, it's a new group on Signal. I haven't seen this particular iteration on Telegram, only on Signal. I was very impressed with the amount of turnout.
Yeah, I heard there were a few dozen
Yes, I counted as many at one point.
So to me, this is a really good indicator, right? Like this early in the game, we don't even have a bill number, and 36 or so people came out to just a social event on a Saturday. You know, if we can expect at least that many, that's enough to go into the double size room for a hearing, I think, because you can't get 36 people in, you know, 8 seats in your standard New Hampshire State House, you know, chamber or whatever. So 36 would be a good minimum. And if each one of those people could successfully bring one or two other people along with them, I mean, we've got ourselves a pretty big hearing if we can expect those folks to stay interested and expect this whole thing to grow from here. So that to me is like, wow, pretty exciting.
It was a really good group. And my impression, my expectation is that this was a social event. This mm-hmm. was not a call to action. I would expect quite a lot more response when it's made known that there's an actual hearing happening and there's a request for support for the concept to be allowed to go to the voters. I think there'd be a lot more people to show up.
Yeah. It's pretty optimistic sounding to me. So right on. Glad you went.
Me too. I also went to the Board of Selectmen meeting in Hampton last evening. I don't know if you're aware of this, but there's an incentive. There was a petition put around, signed by Hampton residents, requesting that the ballot counting voting machines in Hampton be removed from the process. Yeah, so I saw that, and I went to support them. I was very happy to see that there were 36 people in the room during the meeting. I would say almost half of them got up during the public comment period, which was at the beginning of the meeting, to speak in favor of eliminating machines. And it was the last agenda item. And it was turned down flatly by the selectmen. So there's some more work to be done there. I was pretty surprised that they didn't even seem to see any merit in the concept.
Yeah, it's hard to change the status quo, that's for sure.
Yes. Well, I went to support them generically, but I also went because I recognize how important it is that if people get a chance to vote on our bill, we want their votes to be counted accurately. Mm-hmm. And I think this is mm-hmm. an important thing to happen all across the state. So I'm really glad to see some people starting to work on that kind of thing.
Fantastic. I was here for the social meeting, or not social, the town hall meeting that we had this week, and there was some good discussion. It was just me and Dave Ridley and Russell Canning, but we still spent about an hour together and kind of caught up on various different matters. So I would say those are also going pretty well. I'm glad that we have the two opportunities, because obviously not everyone can make Tuesday night, but some people can make Sunday. So it seems like having both of those is a good thing. Oh, by the way, I don't know if I complimented you, Mike, but the interview with Cal Exit was fantastic. I really thought he asked you some good questions, and you had some good answers, and it was very good.
Very good. Marcus has been at this for quite a while, so he knows what he's talking about.
Have you had anybody else reach out to you and ask you to make an appearance?
I got one call from a pastor in West Virginia that I have to return his call.
Neat. All right. Well, let us know how that goes, or if it's available online.
Absolutely.
All right, guys. We could keep this one short today. Anything else that y'all want to share?
I have nothing on the official side. I'd be happy if we could spend a few minutes after on some other different topics.
Okay, sure. I should also mention Alu told me that the Foundation for New Hampshire Independence is going to have a board meeting at the end of this month. I guess there was some confusion. Some people thought the board meeting was going to be this social that just happened this weekend. but the board meeting is going to be at the end of the month. There's a chance that he will be brought on to the foundation's board, which I think will be a good thing. It's boards are notoriously slow and just generally awful in my experience of having been on some of them. So it never hurts to get some fresh, you know, young blood in there that, you know, he's a go-getter. So hopefully he'll be able to kind of rattle the cage there and get the foundation back in shape, get some updated info on their website and that kind of thing. So I've got high hopes for hearing about that. I suggested to him that they may want to have board meetings more often. I don't know if they're having quarterly or half-year meetings or whatever their current status is, but given that things are kicking into gear, they ought to consider meeting more frequently. I mean, that's the one way you can get a board to be more useful, is to have them meet more often. So hopefully that'll happen.
Well, Ollie would be a great asset to join that board. I think that's a great thing.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's wrap up the meeting. I know you said you wanted to chat a little bit further, but we'll go ahead and stop the recording. Thanks for watching, everyone out there, and don't forget to join us Tuesdays at 5:30 Eastern Time, and we also have our town hall on Sunday. I guess the best way to get links to these things is to be in the various different chats and such, which I think you can find links to some of those over at nhexit.org and also nhexit.us.
And also nhexit.com.
Yep, all of those are good.